decided. You figure that it just is a bluff. Don't you dare walk away. I'll bet you tough little chick, before long you'll fall in love. Come on girl, what do you say? Just give the word and my good loving will start. I'll start a feverish pitch that's headed straight for your heart.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, that does my deed for the night. Sean should be in around 8 o'clock. So that's good news. Anyway, let me tell you what I'm playing this last set of the first hour. You're the Attack, channeling the Standells and Try It. A track originally released on the Decca label, 1967. I got off the compilation Mod Scene, Volume 2. Came out on Decca in 1999. The Standells themselves did Riot on Sunset Strip. From the Try It album, came out in 1967 on Tower. And as we bid adieu to the 2018 Todd Farm Antique Market season, that was one I got for real cheap. Standell's Try It album. Connie and the Cones before that, from 1958 on Roulette. And Lonely Girl's Prayer. Well, that the Velvet Haze did Last Day on Earth. From the compilation Alien Cycles and Wild Things, came out in 2003 on Arcadia International. It was originally released on the Wilson label, 1968. And we kicked off the set, the last set of the first hour, with The Syndicate. And a second track from the Back from the Grave Volume 7 compilation, and My Baby's Barefoot, a track originally actually a semi, well, a major label for the time, a semi-major label for the time, Doré. In 1965. If you're on Facebook and admit it, you are, over the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Throw me a bone. Throw me a bigger bone. Make me an ID. All you got to do is mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO and all their possible combinations. Your name, the general geographic area or planet, and your claim to fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations. Then you make a WAV or an MP3 and you email it over to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Or if you like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page, I'll find a way to lift it off the messenger there. Do it. Throw me a bone. Anyway, coming up is this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Christ's sake. always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California. For me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Tell you how bad. DJ Lounge, Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa, Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. All right. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Backing me up, the last time on November 2018 is Dick Dale and his Deltones and Mr. Eliminator. I already know what I'm playing as a backup or as a backing track as we hurtle into December. I'll keep that a secret till next week. Just heard Sid Dale and Danger, Musicians at Work. And that's a compilation, Inner City Beat, Detective Theme, Spy Music, and Imaginary Thrillers, 1967-77. Came out on Soul Jazz Records in 2014. It was originally released on the KPM label in the UK in 1967. For that Satan and the demon shit, she'll lie. Came off the compilation Winnipeg 1965-66, the best of Eagle Records. Came out in 1985 on Vox. Was originally released in, surprise, surprise, the Eagle label in Canada in 1965. Before that, George Morgan, father of Laurie Morgan, who was, Laurie Morgan, I think, was married to just about every top country star in the 90s. Anyway, George Morgan did Candy Kisses. I don't know when that's from. It's a single I found on Columbia. I would say early 60s, late 50s. Mamas and the Papas. With this week's song that everybody knows, and California Dreamin'. Came out in 1965 on Dunhill. Why do you think that was later? Because I remember that song in its first run on the radio, and I thought I was older when I heard it. Anyway, kicked off that set, the first set of the second hour, with a band called The Oceans and She's Gone. Track originally released on the Play Me label in 1966. I got off the compilation Quagmire Volume 5. Okay. With two more sets to go. No, put this thing out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours.
Let's turkey trot.
Of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Trust. He was a boy in a Never in my 14 years as an educator have I seen such behavior. And from young ladies, I got parents calling me on the phone asking, did someone get shot? I ought to cancel your spring fling.
No!
Now, I'm not going to do that because we've already paid the DJ.
The girls dig the way the guys get all wiped out. With their feet in the air, you can hear them shout. They're not afraid.
Don't back down, don't back down.
My boy.
Don't back down, don't back down. They grit their teeth.
JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate Alex Piandez with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Girl, I love you more than you realize.
kind of funny, but you won me around. You're gonna have to make it, cause I'm gonna take it, baby. Don't you fake it or I'll put you down. I'll take what you have. I ain't one to lie. Just drop your bills and keep me alive till I die. Well, your friends have all chopped you. Everybody tried to stop you, and your mom and daddy dropped you when I feels so sad, cause they said I'm so mean. I don't have to hide. It's true what they say. If you want me, baby, you're gonna have to pay.
Polton heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I just played in this next to last set of the evening. Just heard The Bag, being from the Pacific Northwest, a track that was originally released on the Jordan label 1965, and the incubating middle of the night gyrating blues after compilation Northwest Battle of the Bands Volume 3 came out on 2002 on Big Beat. Before that, the Barons did Now You're Mine, originally released on the SRO label in 1966. I got off the compilation Bury My Body, Palace Gods before that was Sorry, a track released on the White Cliffs label in 1966, the same label that released Beaver and the Trappers, Happiness is Heaven. And I got that off the compilation Fuzz Flakes and Shakes, Volume 7. Before that, the Beach Boys and Don't Back Down. I got that one off of the All Summer Long LP. Came out in 1964 in Capitol. Well, that Klaus Doldinger did Coming Home Baby, channeling the Velvet Fog there. From the compilation Nymphomania 3. It was originally released on Liberty in Germany in 1968. Well, that Marianne Faithful did channeling Lennon and McCartney, and I'm a Loser, from the first album, self-titled, came out in 1965 on London. And we kicked it off the band. Actually, a track I should have played before the Thanksgiving break, Little Eva and Let's Turkey Trot, 1963 on Dimension. Anyway, we got about 17 minutes to go. Sean will be in with her. Now, that's good news. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Nick Z from the 4019s, Los Angeles, California Garage Rock, and you're listening to The Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford. Rock on, Alex.
Shame, shame on you. I'm staying right here, having fun as usual.
Time, and these are the Desperate Hours, or these were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Ugh, I let myself get distracted. You know, they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours. Anyway, mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, and pop trek from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m., I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. Let me tell you, I played in this last set of the show. Just heard The Weeds, a.k.a. The Lollipop Shop, Fred Cole joint, I would imagine, and It's Your Time. I got off the compilation, Gravel Volume 4. It was originally released in the Teen Beat Club label in 1966. Well, that the Shadows 5 did Gatherers No Moths, originally released on the Tech label in 1966. I got off the compilation Garage Punk Unknowns Part 2. For that, the King's Ransom did Shame off a compilation Teen Jangler Blowout, came out in 1998 on Teenage Shutdown, originally released on the Integral label in 1967. And before that, The Voice kicked off this last set of the evening, and The Train to Disaster, a track originally released on the Mercury label in the UK in 1966. I got off the Nuggets box set, Nuggets 2 box set, Disc 3. Came out on Rhino in 2001. Damn. Time to go home. Anyway, Sean's up next. Well, I don't see him, but anyway, should be up next. My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week, same time, same station. Take care.